4.5 additional terms. These additional terms are usually relating to both civil and criminal, but they didn't really fit into the story that we were telling, so we've provided for them here. But the fact that we've added a section just to provide them tells you how important they are. Chain of custody means that evidence is accounted for every step of the way to make sure it hasn't been altered in any way or modified or contaminated. Full faith and credit is the concept that one state should give full faith and credit to the laws of another state. For instance, if a judgment is given in one state for damages in a civil case, another state should respect that judgment and help the originating state to enforce it if necessary. Same thing with criminal laws. If there's a criminal law that's been broken in one state, let's say in Georgia, someone's caught smoking marijuana, gets found guilty and flees the state and goes to Colorado, even though Colorado allows for people to smoke marijuana today, that it's legal there. If the person broke the law in Georgia, they can be extradited from Colorado because Colorado has to give full faith and credit to the state of Georgia. The issue of gay marriage is that actually, before it became legal throughout the nation, that was a very sticky situation because there were states that were granting the right to marry, and so did that mean that other states had to also grant that right? Well, it became a moot point when the Supreme Court upheld the right of men and women to marry same-sex partners, and so that's no longer an issue. But it was actually a very interesting legal question for quite a while there. Precedent is a prior case, usually a court opinion, and it's what courts rely on. The concept of authority, we'll talk about later, is also related to precedent. It's basically the same thing. It's relying on a previously existing authority to tell the court this is why you should rule this way today. As a rule, courts want to follow previous precedents. They don't want to break new law with every time a situation comes before them. So precedent is very, very important. And then stare decisis, this is related also because it means it's the principle that a court should follow those previous court decisions. It literally means let the decision stand. So if you can find a case, a court opinion when you're doing your research later on in the program, if you find a court opinion that says your client should win, that's a big deal. That is a really big deal. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that precedent so you can apply the concept of stare decisis when you're writing your legal documents.